This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Cab on Air, a program where we talk about the hot topics that we see at Cab. Citizens Advice Bureau, your rights and how you can get help to support you and your whānau.
Kia ora, on today's show we are talking to Sandy from Family Planning. At CAB, our volunteers can be asked a range of questions, including questions regarding sexual health and pregnancy. Luckily, we have a database of information and access to a number of services that we can refer people to. However, we are aware that some people may not know who they can turn to if they need help on these issues. And so we have invited Sandy to talk to us about the work that Family Planning carries out. Welcome, Sandy.
Thank you, Kate.
Welcome. So the first thing I'd really love to know about is the history of Family Planning, because as I understand it, you guys have been around for a long time.
We have. Now, I'm just going to read this, so it might sound a bit stilted. So we've been around since 1936. Our first name was a bit of a mouthful, the Sex, Hygiene and Birth Regulation Society.
Oh, wow, that is a mouthful.
There were a whole range of social issues that led to our establishment. The key one was the prevalence of illegal abortions, because women and their families were unable to manage additional pregnancies. And this was just after the Depression, and times were tough. A government report, the Macmillan Inquiry in 1937, found that at least one pregnancy in five ended in an abortion, and that the majority of women dying from illegal abortions were married with four or more children.
Oh, wow.
So it's actually 70 years in November this year that we opened our first clinic. It was a struggle in the early days for finding doctors to work for us because of the opposition from the medical establishment. The Dominion Population Committee report, which was published in 1946, said that if contraceptives were more widely issued, they would destroy the moral stamina of the nation.
Oh dear, that's quite a statement.
And this report dashed any hopes that the contraceptive clinics recommended in 1937 would be established. So our first clinic was in Auckland and opened in 1953. And the following year, yet another report was published, Mazengarb report. This report was followed by legislation which made it illegal to provide or discuss contraception with anyone under 16.
Okay. So it started in 1936, but it took about 20 years to get from starting to actually opening a clinic. Wow, what a journey.
It was a very big journey. And then the 1960s, of course, was all about the contraceptive pill. The pill became available in New Zealand in 1961, and by 1965, it was estimated that about 40% of married women of an age to have children were using the pill. Prior to this, the options were condoms, expensive and often not of good quality, withdrawal, or some kind of vaginal douching. Since the 1970s, we have expanded the services we offer and the reach of our clinics. We are now the only national specialist primary care provider of sexual and reproductive health services in Aotearoa. We now have 23 clinics and eight outreach or part-time clinics across the country. There are three clinics in Christchurch, the big clinic at 9 Washington Way, just off Morehouse Ave, a clinic in Hornby, and our new youth clinic in Wollaston. We also have one in Europe.
Oh, perfect. So you've really been able to kind of spread the services, especially around Christchurch, but also around New Zealand, so that you're much more accessible to people. Fantastic. So if you had to summarise the ethos of Family Planning in a couple of sentences, maybe a hard question, what would you sum it up as?
Our work is guided by our strategic vision of, excuse my pronunciation, but Whakamau Manaia here, equity, access and choice. At its core, this means that everyone is able to access the services and information that they need to make decisions about their sexual and reproductive health.
Perfect. So when you mention services, tell us a bit about the services that family planning provides.
Okay, so for me personally, I'm a nurse practitioner, so I've undergone some further study. That means I have an additional set of skills to the other registered nurses and can provide a different range of services for clients who come to see me. I do a lot of primary gynecological care, such as putting in IUDs, taking endometrial biopsies. That includes cervical screening, care for people with heavy bleeding, heavy period bleeding, which can be hugely impactful on women's lives, and are often not taken as seriously as they should be.
It's interesting because I think that's something that's come up more and more about, especially women's health issues, that there are issues that women have, such as heavy bleeding or maybe the menopause, that haven't been that well discussed but are now becoming a discussion.
And women still don't talk about it. So there's a lot of women out there that are struggling with some of these issues.
Do you think that's a embarrassment issue, or is that just a kind of a culture of get on with it? It's something you just deal with and move on?
It's a bit of both. So a lot of women just think it's normal.
Yeah.
Our services include contraception. This could be any type of contraceptive pill, the contraceptive injection, implants. So you might have heard the rods that go in the arm, young people.
I'm familiar.
IUDs, and the marina has been funded in New Zealand since late 2019, I think. So the marina is a contraceptive hormonal device that we put in the uterus. So similar to the copper IUD, but that one reduces heavy bleeding.
So when people come to you, are they already armed with the information of what kind of contraceptive they would like, or is part of the service to kind of guide people through what contraception might suit them best?
Again, that's mixed. So some people have done lots of research, they know all about it, they know exactly what they want to use, and they come and tell us. So we just need to make sure that it's going to be safe for them to use. Others don't know. We have a website. There's a lot of information on our website where people can research things themselves if they'd like to.
Perfect. So what would you say are the most common issues, or like a top three that people would come to family planning about?
Okay. I didn't mention cervical screening in the last little bit. So that's probably a large part of our work. Contraception. And the contraceptive pill is still widely used. STI screening, so for sexually transmissible infections.
Just looking at cervical screening, so I remember a little way back in the UK that we had a quite famous person who passed away because of cervical cancer. So it was widely reported that the number of women seeking cervical screening suddenly shot up. Then a couple of years later, shot back down again. Is there anything like that? Has there been anything like that in New Zealand, or do we see a steady kind of pattern of women attending?
I can't give you figures for that, but it is really exciting that cervical screening has just very recently changed so that women can actually do a self-swab so primary screening now is looking for the human papillomavirus, so it's an HPV screening test, and a lot of women can do a self-test.
Oh, perfect. So is that available now?
It's available now. However, some women still need an appointment with a health professional to talk about it, because some women do need the traditional screening test done as well, so the examination and the clinician takes a sample. But a lot of women will be able to do a self-test, and that's When it was first introduced just a few weeks ago, I had a woman come to see me on that first day who hadn't had screening for 20 years.
Wow.
And because she could have a self-test or do a self-test, she was really excited to do that.
I mean, yeah, as a woman, that is very exciting because there are barriers to cervical screening. It's access to, I guess, have the screen itself. There's the process, which can sometimes not be the nicest of experiences. There's worry associated with it. So that's really great that there's been advances in that area so that, yeah, self-testing is an option. So just thinking about some of the services and the way that family planning originated, you could say that in this day and age, even though it's surprising, that they could be termed controversial. So things like, I'm just thinking about abortion and just going back to what's been happening in America and various other countries in their kind of overlooking at abortion laws and repealing some of those laws. So how do you, as an organisation, manage that kind of controversy?
We don't think that our services are controversial.
Good answer.
So the reality is that about 3/4 of New Zealanders agree that women should be able to access abortion if that's what she chooses to do. There is still a stigma that surrounds some aspects of sexual and reproductive health, but it's important that we get past this and just think about the same way we do for any other kind of healthcare, and abortion belongs within that now, and women can readily access abortion if they need to without having to almost get permission from the medical professional. And when you think about contraception, for instance, a woman who only wants 2 children will have to use contraception for about 30 years of her life. That's a long time to be getting that kind of health care. It's important that she's able to talk with someone who can help her choose the contraceptive that's going to work for her and her lifestyle. Most women will have tried a range of options throughout their lifetime.
So just thinking, if someone is listening and they are thinking about whether or not to have a procedure such as an abortion, what is the procedure in New Zealand for someone to access that health service?
Women can self-refer, and there is the Decide option that women can, so it's a telephone option. Women can ring 0800 Decide and self-refer.
Perfect. I think I remember, and I'm not sure if this is still the case, that you needed to have 2 doctors to sign off. Is that still the case?
No. That's been repealed, and women have access now without having to jump through those hoops.
Without the trauma of having to explain again and again. Oh, fantastic. I've learned something.
When we talk about stigma, we also need to talk about young people coming to our clinics. It's really important that stigma doesn't stop young people from accessing care. So when someone is becoming sexually active and makes a decision about getting contraception or care for an STI, we want to encourage them to do that and not make them feel that it's anything to be embarrassed about.
And so can a young person, when they come to you, do they have to bring a parent or guardian, or can they come to you just by themselves or with a friend?
No, they don't have to bring a parent or a guardian. However, we always encourage them to talk with a parent, guardian, or a significant adult that they feel safe and comfortable to talk with. Young people can access contraception, and it's really important that they're able to access that kind of health care.
Perfect. And just so thinking about your services, is there any charge for the services that you provide? Or is there a mix, some free, some chargeable? Yeah. Or
there's a mix. So under 22, it's free. Community services card holders pay $5. And then there's a fee after that, and please don't ask me what the fees are. <'cause> I can't remember. I can't remember, sorry.
That's okay. Should we make up a figure? We can find that information out, and we'll put it on, pop it on our Facebook with the link to this show. So does that mean that so some of the services will be government funded, and then some of them are self-funded?
Yes, and cervical screening is slightly different as well. There are some priority groups who are able to access that consultation or for cervical screening free.
Which groups are those? You knew that was coming.
We know Maori and Pacific women do experience more difficulty perhaps sometimes accessing care, so it's free. Women with a community services card, it's free. And women who haven't had, they're under screened or haven't been screened before, would have a free appointment. Following the self-test, if a woman does need to come back and have an examination, that appointment's free as well.
Perfect. So it's a really great service that you provide. So tell us a bit more about how people can access the service. And I'm quite interested in the new youth hub. So you're in the new Selwyn Youth Hub. So how did that, do you know how that came about?
I can't tell you how that actually came about, but it's with the, we have a close association with the youth health service.
It's great what they've done out there, because it's had a little look on their website and all the services for youth and a real range of services. So it's really exciting to see that out in Selwyn.
Oh, yeah. We have family planning nurses over the years who have been going to some schools who have invited us in. So this is part of that. It's sort of a mix with some of the school services. We had to stop there for a little while. COVID did affect things.
The big C of COVID.
And so the Rolleston Clinic is part of that, us getting back into the community.
Awesome. And so, as is all, I was going to say, so for people who don't know, we share a building with family planning. So here at the CAB, we've got an office here at the Hornby Community Centre. And then did you move in last year?
October.
Yeah. Oh, so you've had your year, this is your year anniversary.
Yes.
Oh, we should have done something to celebrate.
We should have.
So just tell us a bit more about when you're here at Hornby.
So we're here on a Tuesday and a Friday. We're not here the third Tuesday of each month.
Are some of its appointments and some of its drop-in?
Oh,
just remind me which one is which. And I think at the moment there's also more drop-in than normal.
Currently they're both drop-in, yeah. We usually have two nurses here, but over the last few weeks there's there's just been one of us probably.
Yeah.
But we do try and have two nurses here.
Perfect. So you're at the youth hub over in Selwyn. Here, Tuesdays, Fridays, and then Washington Way, is that a full-time service?
Yeah, that's 5 days a week, including every second Saturday.
And so, are most of those services drop-in?
No, Washington Way Clinic is mostly booked appointments.
How does someone make a booking? Can they just phone up, or can they do it online, or...?
So they can phone. There is an online option where someone will actually call them back. So they can't actually book an appointment online at the moment, but someone will. They can put in a request for an appointment, and someone from the call centre will call them. Our call centre in Hamilton manages the appointment system.
And so anyone can visit family planning. Are there any kind of restrictions in age or?
No restriction.
Perfect. And so just looking to any other locations, are there any locations in the future that might be, you might go to?
I don't know yet. I mean, we have had, there is a clinic in Timaru. We have had a clinic in Ashburton in the past. But, yeah, it depends on what the demand is. So our nurses do go out and do some cervical screening, sometimes with the National Screening Unit.
So if I'm someone who maybe is thinking of visiting family planning, but I'm a bit nervous about people knowing or kind of judgment, how would you make me feel better? Like, what would you say? I'm assuming that your service is confidential and...
It's absolutely confidential. And we do ask people if they would like us to write to their GP, especially if we've provided a service for them. Young people, we always talk with them about confidentiality and the limits to confidentiality. We always have to be careful about safety for young people, but we always try and talk with them first.
Perfect. Well, Sandy, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And it's been great that you can be on our show, especially as you're so close to where we are. So I really appreciate having you on. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So if you would like to reach out to Family Planning, then you can find them on our community directory, or you can go to www.familyplanning.org.nz. As Sandy says, they run clinics twice a week at Hornby, and as we talked about, they've also recently moved out to the Selwyn Youth Hub. A reminder that this show and all of our shows can be found as a podcast. Just head on over to the Plains FM website. Kia ora, thank you for listening. Until next time.